you give somebody a bracelet or a wristwatch and say to her, why don't you
put it on your arm?
If someone asks you if you've done something and you say, no, I didn't, but somebody else
did.
If you're sitting with a friend not saying anything and all of a sudden he asks you, what'd you say? You say, why I said, what would you, and would you repeat the conversation?
Yes, you'd, I said, and what you said, you'd repeat it.
Probably go through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then he'd say, oh, I thought you said, and then you'd go on and on and on again, wouldn't you? Will you tell me now some of the places you visited? I see you mentioned you'd been in Columbus and...
Well, I've been in Rockville, Illinois, and Jamesville, Wisconsin. I've been in lots of places. Columbus, Georgia, I stayed there in Columbus a year. And I stayed in Chattanooga 3 years. And I've been in a good many places. Yeah. And down up in Texas, I stayed in El Paso, Texas. Been there. I've been in a good many places.
If you've lived in town all your life, or someone who had lived in a town all of his life, and was asked, have you lived here long? You'd answer, say, well, I've lived here
my lifetime, or something, I don't know.
My lifetime?
Or a good long while, if he'd been there all of his life, he'd
probably tell
he'd
you.
He'd have to say it all my life.
In whatever number of years.
Yeah,
been.
That's right.
If you're asked something and you're undecided about it and you think you better talk to your wife, you say, oh, I don't know, I better
talk with my wife about that.
Talk with your wife.
Talk with her.
When the boys get in a spat, young boys get in a spat, you say, well, they have a fight. Or they're fighting. But if they had a fight yesterday, what did you say?
Well, you just say they had a fight yesterday and now winding it up today if they're fighting again.
And they're still fighting.
They're still fighting.
If you were going to lift something like a heavy piece of machinery or equipment up on a roof, you might use pulley blocks and a rope to...
That's right, pulleys.
...to get it mm-hmm. up. What would you say to... To lift it to the roof, or to
to pull it to the roof. If you're putting it up, like on a up there, you'd say pull it to the roof, pull it up. To the...
And is there a word you'd use to describe this block and tackle or the rope?
Block and tackle. That's right. Block and tackle is what you'd use for pulling it up there. The rope and block and tackle.
And let's see. Will you can you remember the names of some of your children now to go through some of the names of your children for me?
Of my children? Yeah.
Okay. Will you
be Ernie?
if you can give them like first, second, and third, I'd like that.
Well, I'll come right down by
them. Okay.
Ernie is the oldest, and then Lonnie and David and David and then Arlen and Estelle, Herbert and Lamar, Joe and Mary Faye's girl and Lynn Lee and Lynette, and Lucy. Bunch of them.
A lot of them.
And Anime is, she's in Tennessee.
And you said some of them were in Jacksonville, I think?
That girl is in here a while ago. Anime, she's in Jacksonville. And Lonnie, he's in Lake Okeechobee. And Morris, he's in West Palm Beach. And Robert, he's in Ozark, Alabama. The rest of them is way crossing around. And, Robert's the only one that isn't on. I had six boys over in that Korean War at one time.
Six at one time?
Mm-hmm. Ernie's the only one that got wounded.
The only one that got wounded?
Yeah.
Will you tell me again the expression? I'm not sure that it got on here. What the expression is you use when you want to get rid of something or somebody? What was it you said?
Yes,
what did you say a little bit before? When you want to get rid of a dog, you said it's no good?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do with him?
Yeah, just get shed of him.
Get shed of him.
Yeah, anything that's it's no good to you, anything that's good, no good to you, quicker you get shed of it, better off you are.
That's good.
That's about right, isn't it?